now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you here every Saturday. I am Patty Mack, and this is Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services about decorating ideas if you're a renter. Of course, if you're renting, you don't want to put too much money into it, but you still want to make it look like your own. Also, Mike Moser is here. He's with Echelon Foods, and he's talking about turducken. Maybe you've heard of it, but you're going to know way more about it on this half hour. Patricia O'Neill is here. She's going to talk about relationships and astrology, also maybe a little bit about fashion and makeup. But off the top, we have Charlene. How are you, Charlene?
Hi, Patty. I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. Now, you have Aesthetic Concept Design Services, and you and your husband have been in New York for many years and are now on Vancouver Island. Tell us a little bit about both of your background and how you came to the island.
Well, I'm French-Canadian, and a quarter of a century ago, I decided to move to New York City, where I met my husband, who is originally from Romania. He's an architect. And together, we started Aesthetic Concept in New York City, which was working really, really great. However, after 23 years in New York City, we kind of got tired of the fast-paced life. And the other thing is that we have a teenage daughter who was feeling caged in her life. So I thought that Canada would be a great place to grow since I grew up in Canada. But, you know, I cannot do the minus 40 of the East Coast anymore. So I look on the internet and it said that Victoria was the warmest area in Canada. So here we are.
Wow. I mean, that's such a leap of faith. And how have you found it here? I'm sure it's been an adjustment, but how do you like the island?
Still adjusting. I have to tell you, I think I found it easier to adjust in New York City than on the island.
Because it's a lot smaller, of course, and the hustle and bustle, and you're living a little bit further up the island. But the weather, isn't it glorious?
The weather is really, really great. You know, we chose to live in the Cowichan Valley because of the lifestyle we wanted. You know, you don't move from New York City to a smaller city. I mean, if you make a change, you make a big change. So here we have a bigger property, and we have the luxury of not really having an eye on our neighbor. So, you know, we're pretty content with that. We have both. Actually, my daughter is extremely happy, but my husband and I, we are still to discuss about practicing in this area is something totally different for us. Yeah,
absolutely. But you're such a pro, and I know you've been teaching also. And
yes,
you always have great ideas, and on your website you have different speaking points and seminars you do. Today we're talking about decorating ideas for renters. And
yes,
you know from being in New York and the small spaces and how many people are renters that you know, you want it to look like your own, and you could be there for a short period or a very long period. So you want to do things that, first of all, your landlord approves of. And as a realtor, also, you know, I would suggest people don't want to put too much money in because it benefits the landlord greatly, but maybe not your pocketbook so much.
Yes, I think that decorating in a temporary space is always a dilemma because, indeed, you want to feel at home, but you don't want to spend a large amount of money, so it is then wise to invest in items that you can bring with you if you move in the future or if or when you move in the future.
Right.
So I thought that this topic was interesting to a lot of people because we tend to talk about design for people who own their property or own their businesses. And, you know, there's a lot of users of residential spaces and commercial spaces that are not owners. But nevertheless, they spend a lot of time in those spaces. So whether someone plans to rent for only a little while or long term, I believe it is worth putting in the effort to make your space work for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the easiest things is probably color. And,
yes,
you know, as long as you make sure you run it by your landlord, if it's a nice color, I mean, it can add so much to the experience of living there.
Well, you're right. You know, it, before you do anything to a rental, it's really important to check with the landlord first. And landlords are most likely to pay for painting if you want a fresh coat of white or whatever neutral color is already on the walls, you know. and offering to repaint. If you want to have specific colors, if you offer to repaint in the original color before you move out, you can sometimes, it will help sway the reluctant landlord.
Right. So what other ways can you improve things?
Well, if you are, let's assume that you have no paint or limited nails in the wall rule that forces you, it definitely forces you to get creative. So you could start by selecting a theme for your decoration. For example, you could say, well, I would like to have a coastal theme and use deep blues, yellows, and natural texture. Or you can go a totally different way and say, I would like an open and airy feel, and that could be achieved by keeping the walls fairly bare and your window treatment minimal, and minimal, which will maximize the light. Or you can choose to repeat a favorite color throughout your space, and this is to give it a cohesive feel. Fortunately, you can always rely on furnishings, accessories, and textiles to decorate your space.
Right, and I know how big you are with lighting, and I suppose that's another area that you could always buy something yourself that reflects that theme and replace that out also, or leave it if that's appropriate with the landlord.
Yes, putting in overhead lights where none exists, it's often you will see a space and in newer buildings where the floors may be in concrete, there wouldn't be any overhead lights or sconces. But that does make a world of difference in how you experience your space. So if you are a long-term renter, for example, you may be able to convince your landlord to pay for an electrician to install the new light fixtures and sconces. But you may also decide it's worth it to spend your own money to hire an electrician. If you want to avoid hiring an electrician, you could buy plug-in sconces with the cord covers. If your rental does not come with amazing light fixtures, then you may want to consider swapping out the existing fixture for something that's more your style.
Mm-hmm.
Those are an easy switch, and it would be easy for you to move out with it. But again, regarding lighting, you should get permission from your landlord. I would agree that a lamp is an added feature to give your space a fresh look. It will make the room feel more filled in. And it's a simple solution for emulating light from non-existent ceiling fixtures.
And also, I guess, you know, in the bathroom and the kitchens, handles are something that could certainly upgrade a space.
Yes, accessories do a lot to upgrade your space. But I think that to begin with, you have to look at how the apartment looks like for you. If you want to give a more permanent look to your lifestyle, sturdy furniture would help achieve that. You shouldn't shy away from buying accessories because you are renting, because you can take them with you when you're moving. And the biggest thing in your apartment will end up being furniture. So the key would be to buy furniture that are versatile pieces that can serve different functions in different spaces. For
right.
example, you know, storage is often a problem. So you could have a cabinet piece for added storage in the kitchen or to display books in the living room or as a stylish option for house clothing, linen, or towels. You could have glass tops table or coffee table that takes up little visual space but would give you ample surface for spreading out. You could also use mirrors. For example, a tall mirror leaning against a wall would expand your space and would definitely dress the room. And little inexpensive and easy fix would be to install a mirror frame kit. That would be a perfect solution for, let's call it, a boring bathroom mirror. You could, for example, add a bit of a bistro feeling to your home if you decide to paint a sheet of wood with chalkboard paint. You know, chalkboard paint now comes in a variety of colors.
Yeah.
So you could go ahead and funk it up. And then you could prop it and hang it on your wall.
That's a great idea. There's also stickers and all these things nowadays that are, you know, easy to peel off. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, Charlene, talk more about decorating.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand, it's a good deal. On the next comment, he says it's not.
We've got the fastest news you can count on. If it's here, Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Friday traffic out of the city is the worst. I'm so happy we're almost there.
Yeah, about that. I can't remember if I locked the front door or if I set the Alarm Force system. Do we turn back?
Actually, I can do both right from my smartphone with Alarm Force Connect. There, all done.
Alarm Force Connect. Remotely arm or disarm your system and even lock your doors from anywhere.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Saturday's a busy day for most families. And while you focus on your life and your family, you rely on government to be doing its job, keeping our budget balanced, lowering your taxes, protecting and creating jobs. That's what we've accomplished, and that's what we'll continue to deliver for the next 4 years. It's Saturday, October the 3rd. There are 16 days left in this campaign. I'm Stephen Harper, and I'm asking for your support to protect our economy. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Authorized by the registered agent of the Conservative Party.
Lions fans, join us Saturday, October 10th, as your BC Lions take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. at BC Place Stadium, presented by Nissan. It's the new way to kick off your night with friends. Plus, check out Club Orange, the exclusive lounge that will allow you to maximize your social experience while catching the game. Lions, Blue Bombers. For tickets and info, visit bclions.com or call 589-WAR. Join us.
Putting all the pieces together to plan for retirement can be overwhelming. Here's Robin Muir from Hatch & Muir.
Preparing for retirement can be a daunting task. Getting professional assistance can make it easier. Let us look at all your potential income sources. Pensions, savings, RRSPs, and tax-free savings accounts. To answer the question everyone wants to know, am I going to run out of money before I run out of life? Let us help you rest easier with your retirement decisions. Certified financial planners, online at hatchmuir.com. Hatch & Muir, we can help you.
Have you ever heard someone say, "That's the greatest thing since sliced bread"? Island Bakery wondered, if sliced bread is one of the best inventions of all time, then what does that mean for certified organic grain bread? Available in 100% whole wheat, 12 grain or ancient 7 grain with quinoa and sunflower flax? If one of those fantastic breads was sliced, then would that be the best thing ever? Find out at Island Bakery, the island's local bakery since 1982.
Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services talking about decorating ideas for renters. Later in this segment, we're going to also be talking to Mike Moser from Echelon Foods about turducken. Charlene, we're talking about ideas for renters. I want to also talk a little bit about fall decorating and Halloween ideas, but give us some more tips before we close off on this subject on how to improve your place if you're a renter.
Well, one item that would make a big impact would be an area rug that definitely will help you to redefine the room, and it will give you that anchor feel for your furniture. It will give you that homey feeling. It will bring color should you choose to have a colorful rug, and that's without painting. It can also hide the floor that you find less attractive without resorting to construction. And you would have, however, to make sure to select the proper size because, you know, often the area rugs are too small for the location where they are installed. This is something that I find really common when I go somewhere, anywhere, in a lot of houses. But for renters, there are also little tricks per room. Let's say you want to give a kitchen more functionality, you would be wise to place freestanding furniture such as a kitchen cart, bar cart, table, and even bookshelves. Displaying matching jars on open shelves or behind glass doors, you know, that organization gives a look that brings a sense of calm we could hang a pot rack or two on a blank wall that would free up cabinet space, and it will make your kitchen feel more like a real working kitchen. You could also consider replacing the hardware, as you said earlier, in a kitchen or in a bathroom with something a little bit more stylish. And for the less than ideal counters in the kitchen, you could add a large butcher block cutting board, and that would deter the ice from the counters and lead it to a fabulous wooden board.
Wow, these are great ideas. And, you know, if you're renting, this is your home. And,
yes, it is.
And you want to make it feel that way. And I think you've given some great ideas for anybody to really up their space and without spending a lot of money. Before we go on to our next guest, I just want to ask you briefly about, you know, kind of Halloween and fall. And, you know, if you don't want to go all out and, you know, decorate each theme event, how do you add a little bit of the seasons to your environment without going overboard?
I think that's a really good way to bring any season into your home is to have less but of a better quality. You know, for instance, here we are not into much into decorations. I find that they have a clutter effect for me. But having a child in the house, you know, I have one big lit pumpkin, which is really pretty, and that's the only item I take out for Halloween, for instance. And for the holiday season, you know, you have less, but maybe a stronger visual piece to look at. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that gives also a sense of style without giving you the effect of being cluttered, because it's nice to be all in the spirit of the season, but if it takes you 2 weeks to set it all up and 2 weeks to take it down, great if you have the time. However, in most families today, time is of the essence. So I think that as people want to downsize too, but still have a little touch, less is more.
Great advice, great advice. So if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Charlene?
Well, you can reach me via phone at 250-800-0154, 800-0154, or on our website at www.aestheticc.com. That's AESTHETICC.com.
Excellent. Always great talking with Charlene, and we'll talk to you as we get towards Christmas and talk about ideas for then. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Patty. Have a great day.
You too. Now we're going to switch gears here and talk to Mike Moser. He is the COO of Echelon Foods, and we're talking about turducken. You may have heard of this but not made it. I know TJ, who used to work on the show, had that one time, and it was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. Now, it's a great idea for Thanksgiving and also for football season because, you know, you spend a lot of your time making snacks for everybody. But this is a possibility to make a turducken and then have everybody totally impressed. How are you, Mike?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I just saw you on Food Factory yesterday, as it happens, and it was a really interesting segment. So I got to know a lot more about what it is that you do. And it looks like your employees are all pretty happy, too.
Yeah, they do the chicken dance in the production room, yes.
Okay, if people don't know about your product, what is the history and what is it?
So a turducken is a turkey that's been deboned and then filled with chicken, duck, and in our case, some sausage stuffings. We have a couple of different offerings. But the turducken tradition came to North America about 40 years ago, and actually it was a French sort of Cajun tradition. Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of grown every year since then, and in 2009, we became the first Canadian company to sort of mass-produce turduckens. There's lots of butcher shops and people in their kitchens that are spending hours making their turduckens. So we're making it for them. And your last guest mentioned that time is of the essence, and I couldn't agree more. So instead of having to spend a full day preparing a turducken, why not just pick one up and have it made for you? So that's
right. And Charlene, she is French Canadian. I'm sure she's already had this. So tell me the history of how you got involved and made this a great Canadian institution.
Yeah. It's a little ironic. I've been in the food business for many years, and a partner of mine was coaching a business firm in Canmore, Alberta, that was selling turduckens. It was a delicatessen, and they were doing a good number of turduckens just in that small area. So when I got together with them, we decided to approach this was something that we could approach to retailers. So we actually did a taste test with, and at that point in time, there's only American turduckens coming into Canada. So we met up with the 25 food managers, meat managers at one of the local stores and did a taste test. And we compared ours to our version to the American one, and 23 of the 25 meat managers in the blind test picked our product. So the meat manager looked at me and said, "I guess the decision's made." And it's just been onwards and upwards since then.
Now tell us and our listeners, if they haven't tried this and they may not like the single components, how does it taste altogether? And you know, what is that flavor profile like?
Yeah, I mean, I may be a little biased on this one, but it's awesome. And that's one of the most common questions we get is, you know, I like chicken, I like turkey, I like the sausage idea, just not sure about the duck.
Yes.
And, you know, the duck is, it's a key part of it because it adds some nice moisture inside. So unlike, turkeys that can get dry, by having the sausage and the duck inside it imparts that flavor. But because of the other ingredients that are in there, it's certainly not overpowering at all. So it's just adding a nice little bit of moisture. So a lot of people that said, "Yeah, I wasn't sure about the duck," and they try it and they go, "Wow, that's great." In terms of the flavor profile, it is, you know, turkey poultry based, but the sausage stuffing adds a little more moisture, so it's juicier. You don't even have to have gravy. I know a lot of people will put gravy with their turkey. You don't need gravy with this because of the additional moisture from the sausage and the duck that sort of seeps through. And I haven't even mentioned our bacon-wrapped roast yet.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Another one.
Because when I saw it being assembled, each, you know, the duck is not a lot. So as you're saying, it just adds a little something-something. Now, when we come back after the news break, you're going to hang on with us. We're going to talk about your new product. Also, maybe some ideas for football season and some sides to have if people want it for our Canadian Thanksgiving here. Back after the news.
Fred Jenner here from the Victoria Truck Center. I'm not here to tell you why you should own a truck. You know why. I'm here to tell you that Victoria Truck Center is the place to get your next truck. I'm talking about the Chevrolet Colorados and Silverados and the GMC Canyons and Sierras. In other words, we have the truck for you. And we're not going to get beat on price. So hit the old Island Highway and come see me, Fred Jenner, at the Victoria Truck Center today.
Are you a shopping addict?
A hamburger connoisseur?
Golf aficionado?
If you answered yes or just love screaming hot deals and discounts at your favorite hangouts, you gotta download the Get in the Loop app on your smartphone. The Get in the Loop app will also get you deals on golfing, spa visits, shopping, and more. It's easy. No coupon printing or pre-purchasing required. And brand new to Get in the Loop is free coffee. So what are you waiting for? Spend less while experiencing more with CFAX 1070 and the Get in the Loop app, available on the App Store. You'll love it.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. All-night negotiations in Atlanta on the Trans-Pacific Partnership have hit a snag, but one source says ministers have agreed to stay until tomorrow if it's necessary. NDP leader Tom Mulcair has expressed concern that a deal would have a negative effect on Canadian dairy farmers. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says his government will not agree to any deal that doesn't reflect Canada's best interests. Victoria Mayor Lisa Helps says a CRD subcommittee has adjusted timelines for finding a site for a sewage treatment plant. Helps says they are now meeting every 2 weeks to try and keep the project moving forward.
On November the 4th, we're going to get more fully developed potential. Here are the sites, here are some technologies, and then by December the 2nd, we'll have more fully costed options. And between November the 4th and the holidays, the Christmas holidays, we'll be out to the public saying, here's the proposals, what do you think?
Help says those are important dates to remember for the public to get involved. The final decision will be back before the board on January 16th. Steelhead LNG says a final decision on whether it will proceed with two facilities on Vancouver Island is still up to 2 years away. The company has announced its plan to build plants on First Nations lands and is working with the Malahat First Nation and Port Alberni's Huayat First Nation. The plans to build the two LNG plants received federal approval yesterday for five export licenses, but the company still have to jump through several regulatory hurdles. The Vatican has fired a priest who came out as gay on the eve of a big meeting of the world's bishops to discuss church outreach to gays, divorcees, and more traditional Catholic families. Christoph Camarisa came out in newspaper interviews in Italy and Poland saying he was happy and proud to be a gay priest. At CFAX News, it's 1:32.
If you need plumbing done today, visit homewiseplumbing.ca.
And now your plumbing tip of the day, brought to you by HomeWise Plumbing. Did you know that the average water heater lasts only around 10 years? Tired of buying products that break the day after the warranty expires? HomeWise Plumbing believes a water heater should be designed to last. That's why they sell water heaters warranted to not leak for as long as you own your home. Call today for a free quote or visit them at www.homewise.ca to book your free plumbing inspection.
CFAX weather, it's mostly sunny downtown, 17 degrees right now. A clear skies expected overnight, low touching down to about 9 degrees. After today, a few more days of sunshine ahead. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 18 degrees, Monday with a high up to 20, and Tuesday with a high around 19 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX, it's 1:33.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Today, the Cops for Cancer Tour to Rock wrapped up, and one of the riders, Michael Lemieux, shared his experience.
As we come down the island, I've really come to realize that Tour to Rock is what pulls this island together for raising funds for children's pediatric cancer, and this for helping their families, and especially for getting kids to Camp Good Time.
On the next show, how to keep your home safe from fire, and another chance for you to win free groceries for a year.
Mornings with Al Farabee, weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about turducken. Mike Moser's on the line. He's the COO of Echelon Foods, a great Canadian-based business that is a real success story. Okay, we were talking about turducken. You have a new product, bacon wrap. So tell us about that. Or is it bacon wrapped or inside?
It's actually both. It may be a little misnamed, bacon wrapped inside, and it's actually bacon on the outside as well. So it's shaped basically like a football, and it's totally boneless. So we take the insides, the turkey, duck, chicken, and we put a layer of bacon inside, and then we roll it up or net it up, and there's bacon on the outside as well. So you get for every serving, there's about the equivalent of a piece and a half of bacon, but it adds some nice juice and moisture and all of the great things you get with turducken. It sort of takes it even to the next level.
Oh, yum. I bet that's good. Now, we're talking about football. We're a big football family. So tell us, for a football event, about cooking this, how many it would serve, carving it, and what you'd kind of have with it.
Yeah. It'll serve the turducken roast, the bacon wrapped, will serve about 8 to 10 people, and that's at a half-pound serving per person, so that's a good generous size serving. You want to put this in the oven, and prepare in advance, so if it's a mid-afternoon game, you want to put it in your oven in the morning. We cook it. We recommend a low, slow cooking, so about 220 degrees, and it'll take about 5.5 hours for the internal temperature to reach 165 degrees, which sounds like it is a longer cooking time, but you've got to remember that it's solid all the way through. So unlike a traditional turkey where the cavity is empty, this one's solid meat all the way through. So it does take a little bit longer. You could cook it a little quicker if you wanted to cook it at 350, 375. You have that option, and that would take about 3.5 hours. But we've found that the low, slow cooking, it allows the juices to percolate, and you get the greatest taste sensation cooking it that way. So that's sort of what we recommend doing it. In terms of sides, it's great for Thanksgiving, for football, for any of those kinds of activities, any of the traditional items that you would have with Thanksgiving, certainly people would have. So mashed potatoes and cranberries and that kind of stuff. But it is a very, heavy product, very protein dense. It's like 49 grams of protein per full serving. So on our Pinterest site, there's a lot of neat recipes. There's a roasted fennel and orange salad. So something a little lighter. But if you're into the football and you want something, consistent with the turducken itself. Nice squash gratin, squash with some sour cream and cheese is great. Roast potatoes are always good. And if you're watching football, it's great with wine or beer, too.
Now, carving it, I imagine it's a lot easier as far as mess because, it's not all that cleanup that a turkey would have. Not that I know because my husband does it all, but how do you carve this product?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. The roast itself, because it's shaped like a football, it's totally boneless. All you have to do is take the netting off and then just slice it right down the middle and then, half-inch slices from there towards the end. And each slice, you'll have a darker strip of duck, the strip of chicken, the sausage stuffing, and then the turkey around the outside. So it's as simple as that. On the full turducken, there are drums and wings on the back, so it still does look like a turkey, even though the middle of the turducken is all meat. Mm-hmm. So on that one, there's directions right on the back of the bag, but you would actually slice it right down the middle, and then you do cross sections to it. So you end up, because if you did one slice all the way through, the pieces would just be too big. So it's actually just two slices, but it's as simple as that. Put it on a carving board, let it settle for 15 minutes so it cools down a bit, and then just slice right through it. It's all meat.
Now, how many people would that serve?
The full turducken will serve 12 to 15, and the roast will serve 8 to 10.
Wow. And where do you buy those?
The Save-On Food Stores carries the product. If you're on Salt Spring Island, Country Grocer has it. They're Bilo Foods on the mainland, and you can buy it online at Costco.ca or directly on our own website at echelonfoods.com.
Now, I imagine it's a great conversation piece, too, if people haven't had this, when you bring this out. And maybe you don't tell them till after they've had it.
Yeah, it is a conversation piece for sure. And the beauty of the turducken is you can actually have that conversation because you're, unlike a turkey where you're basting it and constantly, checking in on it, you put this in the oven, leave it, and then enjoy your time with your guests. And it's really that simple.
Wow. Now, this must be great for you with this backstory of, how you made this into a huge business. How satisfying has it been to have this Canadian success story for you?
It's been wonderful, and we've grown to the point where we're actually throughout the U.S. now. So we are going head to head with some U.S. turducken suppliers, and had some good success right across the board. We're national in Canada. We're a Calgary-owned and operated, Calgary-based company, and producing the product and creating jobs up in Leduc, just south of Edmonton. So it's been really rewarding. And most of my previous food experience, I was with in positions with big corporations. So to do it as an entrepreneur and just to see it grow every year for the last 5 years, it's been amazing.
How cool! Now, just before we go, if people listening today, if you can give them a tip, being an entrepreneur, a business person, what steps do you need to take if you have an idea to make it successful?
Great question. One, you have to have certainly an undying belief and faith in your product. You do have to be persistent. Sometimes you have this great grand goal or dream in front of you, but it's really as simple as just, get up every day and keep moving forward, keep taking that next step, because as an entrepreneur, there will be roadblocks and there will be days when you go, why am I doing this, right? Mm-hmm. But if you just keep moving forward, just focus on what's the next thing I got to get done, you'll look back 5 years and you go, wow, we're selling 40,000 turduckens a year. How did we get here?
That's right. So cool. Thank you for that great advice. I'm sure you've helped someone out there today. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and football season.
Yeah, same to you, Patty. Appreciate
Happy turducken.
Your time. Yeah, same to you.
You betcha. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Patricia O'Neill.
Some people are hell on wheels. Our guy is hell on wheels.
Do I look cool in this helmet?
The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch CTV News Vancouver Island and listen to CFAX 1070 as Hell on Wheels goes for a ride. You could win free groceries for a year. Details at CFAX1070.com. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Going on around the area. This event is calling my name, the Gluten Free and Allergy Gala. It's not to be missed by celiacs and the gluten intolerant. It's also a fun today event for families or anyone who loves delicious food and drinks. Vendors and chefs are ready to fill you up on October 24th and 25th at the Perks Rec Center. Also, did I mention prizes? Because there will be a lot. And get in the loop with the Get in the Loop app. Buy one Froyo, get one half off, or get a $50 boot camp package at Holy Fit. If that doesn't interest you, then what about the 10% off vehicle detailing at Grand Kia Victoria? Find other great deals and download the app at getintheloop.ca. And CFAX presents Canadian comedian legend Mike McDonald performing at a fundraiser and awareness benefit in support of the Victoria School Aid Society's Mental Health Support Group and employment program at Heckler's Bar and Grill on October 13th. That is Near Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. Check out fairwaymarket.ca, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
Hi, I'm Yvette, TELUS Optic TV expert. How can I help you?
I'm looking for some... and a little bit of... hot.
Oh, so sci-fi and sports.
Yeah, but no,
kiss me now.
No problem. With Optic's new theme packs, you call the shots. And if you sign up for Optic TV and internet for 3 years, you can save $30 a month for the first year.
$30 a month?
Learn more at telus.com/mytv or a Telus store.
Well, we have a report of a stall on the bridge, and bad news, folks. He's called BCAA. Poor guy, he's in for a long wait.
BCAA has locked out its emergency road service dispatchers. That means you may have a long wait if you break down, no matter how many people are stuck in traffic behind you. Call 1-800-811-5900 to tell BCAA to negotiate a fair deal and end the lockout now. Brought to you by COPE 378.
The biggest hits and the stories behind them. The Big 45 with Corey Polkinghorne. Sundays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We're back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. If you want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Joining us now, Patricia O'Neill. She's an astrologer, an author, and so much more. How are you? She's right there. How
hey,
are you,
how
Patricia?
Are you?
I'm great. We haven't talked for a while.
We haven't, and we need to talk. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
I know, and you know, you just got that lovely Irish spirit, and I see you on Facebook, and you're always so positive, and you also do blogging, and we're maybe talk a little bit about your fashion and makeup style.
Yeah.
But you did write a book years ago, and I had the copy, and talking about kids and their sign, and some people may not, you know, follow astrology, but it was amazing. I read it and look at my kids myself, and how closely we are aligned with our signs.
Isn't it interesting? Well, I have to tell you, Patty, I've studied astrology for 40 years now, literally 40 years. I've studied it formally through the British Faculty of Astrology, the Irish Astrological Association, and I've been reading lots of books. But I have to tell you, the most important thing is actual observation of just regular people. Just I've always had my eyes open and just always observing, kind of trying to sort of find fault with it. And just, you know, because I went through a stage in the 70s when people were saying, oh, that's all garbage, that's rubbish. But and then I kind of began to question it myself and just said, why is it? And I've always come back because I see that it's not. It actually works.
And, you know, you are very inspirational. I know you have a lot of faith and you seem a very happy person. Is that because you're not fearful in life? You seem to be kind of uplifted.
Well, I have to tell you, a GIG girl, I believe God is good. And I have a powerful belief in God. And I think that when you do that, everything in life, it's just an extra bonus. It's like this comforting feeling. And for me, astrology connects me with the divine. And it's funny, last night I had a really interesting conversation with a scientist, actually a friend of my husband's. We were out for dinner and we were discussing this, you know, because he's a real scientist. And we were discussing astrology and magic and religion and everything, every topic under the sun was discussed. And, you know, as a scientist, they always need proof of everything. And we came to the conclusion that in life, sometimes we have to believe there is a power far greater than us who knows what he is doing. And that's what, when you see magic, when you see the result of angels, when you see God in action, that's when you realize. And it makes you happy. It makes me happy.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And I think that no matter what we call it or what it is, people down deep when it comes to their last days, have a sense of that. You know, I think that we just have to go outside on a day like this and look around and go, come on.
Oh, my gosh, I was walking. It's just so beautiful. Like, even when I'm walking, when I'm doing my power walking, I pray. I talk to God and I pray and just thank Him for this beautiful day. And I thank Him a lot. I just say, thank you. This is just so beautiful. And that's what makes me happy. And I do know that gratitude is extremely important. And I have to tell you, this last week, Patty, I was down helping out on, I do the bingo some Thursday nights in our place. And I just, they open my eyes, the people down there, you know, they have very little. And yet they are so grateful for the least amount and polite and courteous. And it just, again, I see God in action there. I see generosity in spirit when they win prizes. They have very little. They share their little chips and their chocolate with each other. And it's just, it's heartwarming is all I can say about it. Well, and that's what makes me happy.
Yeah, and I think when you say giving, you know, about their volunteering, I think in giving back, you know, my mom, you say, but for the grace of God, there's
the
a very small line between where someone else is at and where we're at. So we have to get off our high horses and realize that these things can happen to anybody and to give back.
Absolutely. And just getting back when you were asking about what makes me happy, just on the astrology, you see, having studied it for so long and having a deep faith and a belief in God, I have seen that it helps. And I use it just as a help, as a tool for life. And I don't use it because I know at the end of the day, God and God alone determines our beginning and our end and everything in between. But like a weather forecast, it's always like currently Mercury retrograde, which happens every three times in the year. And even people who don't believe in astrology will come up to me and say, by any chance, is Mercury retrograde? And even this time, when it started September 17th, my husband came home one day and he'd had a really frustrating day in the office, people just getting their times, their appointments wrong. And he said, it's Mercury retrograde. You know, people do this. And I said, actually, you're right, it is.
Now, what does that mean exactly?
I'll tell you exactly what it means, Patty. Mercury, the planet, governs communications, travel, computers, and just our communication with others, telephone, all that, anything, cars, travel. And so the planet itself doesn't go retrograde. What it is that it moves slower, giving the illusion that it is going backwards in the sky. But it just moves at a slower pace. And it's interesting because even if you never believed in astrology, people who know I'm into astrology come up and they say, there's something weird happening, like just it to me right now. My communications, everything is going weird. And they know about Mercury. And even if they don't know that it is in its phase, they'll ask me. And it always is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how do we counterbalance that if it's affecting us?
It's not, I'll explain, it's just niggly. Like Mercury is called the mischievous planet, you know, and it's nothing to be fearful about, but it just means to be careful and extra vigilant driving. And, you know, you have those days when you just lose things. Like one day I lost my watch in a hole in my pocket and I was going nuts looking at finding little things, miscommunications, how you leave messages on the telephone, how you text, especially in real estate, signing a contract frequently when contracts, and this will be interesting in real estate, when they don't go through. A friend of mine who was trying to sell her house in Ireland and the deal fell through. It was in the 3-week Mercury retrograde period. So I said to her, okay, Mary, I said, just, you know, this is okay. It will sell. And as soon as it went direct, maybe a week afterwards, she got another offer and the deal went through. Mm. The previous one went south.
Wow.
And so that kind of thing, watching the fine line, it's extremely important if you're signing contracts with lawyers, signing contracts especially for telephones, for any kind of electrical equipment or flights. Now, for example, even though I should know better, I should really know better, I'm traveling to Ireland next month and I made some arrangements, accommodation, and now I have to cancel them because my plans have changed. So that kind of stuff.
So just take your time and be a little more mindful.
Take your time. Be very extremely mindful and be careful how you word your conversations with others. Be extremely careful if you're signing a contract that you read the small print because it could come back to haunt you. Mm. And, you know, for me, I wouldn't get married or do something something like that. Well, certainly Venus retrograde, I wouldn't, during the period of certain retrogrades. And you know when things fall, go south, like when deals fall through or marriages break up, it would be interesting to see the period when they did get married, if Mercury or Venus were retrograde at the time. Mm. And this is how astrologers come to their conclusions, by studying events and people and stuff like that. It's really fascinating. And apart from anything, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's you fun. Make it fun because you give the bright side of it, not always the bad side. When we come back, we're going to talk more about astrology and relationships.
Sure.
Back in two.
Lions fans, join us Saturday, October 10th, as your BC Lions take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. at BC Place Stadium, presented by Nissan. It's the new way to kick off your night with friends. Plus, check out Club Orange, the exclusive lounge that will allow you to maximize your social experience while catching the game. Lions, Blue Bombers. For tickets and info, visit bclions.com or call 589-WAR. Join us.
I work a tough job and need a tough truck, especially in the winter. And Ford made it easy for me with the 2015 F-150. With engines tested in minus 40 temperatures and available features like heated steering wheel, 4x4, military-grade aluminum alloy, and best-in-class payload, towing, and gas fuel efficiency, winter's got nothing on this bad boy.
When you can take on winter in the 2015 F-150 for as low as 0% APR purchase financing for 72 months, it's easy to get into a Ford. For details, see ford.ca/incentives.
With 25,000 air miles reward miles, the sky isn't the limit. Columbia Fuels is giving you the chance to win a grand prize of 25,000 air miles reward miles when you sign up for a home heating oil account. Air miles are not just for travel. With so many options, it's easy to get the reward you want. Refer family and friends for more chances to win. Visit ColumbiaFuels.com/win. Terms and conditions apply. Contest closes December 15th, 2015.
Ming's Restaurant invites you and your family to the grand reopening on now. Enter through the new Moon Gate and discover the newly renovated dining room. Dinner is served at 5 p.m. on. You can also choose to pick up your meal, or Ming's can deliver directly to your home. Featuring your favorite gourmet Szechuan and vegetarian selections. Voted Victoria's best Chinese restaurant for 21 years in a row. Ming's Restaurant, 1321 Quatra. Call 250-385-4405.
Come discover.
Mac here. You're listening to Lifestyle, and on the phone we have Patricia O'Neill, astrologer and author. Patricia, we're talking about astrology and the Mercury retrograde. Tell us about how you practice astrology. Do you tell people bad stuff? Do you see bad stuff, or do you keep it lighter than that?
Okay. Well, when people come to me and there's usually something happening in their life, like a lot of people recently, and they didn't realize it, were going through their Saturn return, and our partner was going through difficulties, and we discovered the partner was going through a Saturn return. So I look, when a person comes to me, I look to see what's going on. I look to see what Saturn is doing. Saturn return happens right now. If you're age 28, 56, or 84, you would be beginning or starting off your Saturn return, which lasts approximately 2 to 3 years. And so I look for that. I also, when people come, like if they just want me to explain their chart, I always look, I go for the jugular first. I go for the pain body Saturn to see what their challenges in life were coming in, where Saturn was placed. If it was in the fourth house, their home would have been stressful for them growing up. And we look at that and we just go through it and we discuss that. And then I always look to what Jupiter is doing, because Jupiter is the hedonist of the zodiac, as Saturn is the celestial policeman. He's the pain body, and you see, God never gives you something without taking something without giving you something back. So Jupiter is what we work on, because look at the lucky periods coming into their life, and just discuss the challenges that Saturn has put in their way. It could be family breakups, it could be marriage breaks up, it could be losing their job, and it always goes back to what Saturn does. Because Saturn forces us to mature and grow up and just face the pain, face the pain and the challenges. So we look at that, we discuss that, and then we also look at the lucky periods for them when they can see the sun shining in their lives again, because there's always something good. And it explains, when they come into me, there's absolutely always an answer. Nothing happens without a reason. And I get a resounding yes from people, especially if they have their accurate time of birth. We can see where the pain was in their lives. And often people who've got the moon in the fourth house usually have traveled a lot. Their home lives have been quite transient. They've had a lot of house moves in their lives. And so they look for stability in their own lives, you know, in their own lives as adults. And, you know, it just tells a whole story, and it always makes sense.
Wow. And absolutely, and relationships, always. Are you looking for certain signs, or
absolutely.
Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah, for sure. When people come to me, even if their two signs are totally incompatible, they wouldn't be together but for there was some connections with moon. I look for the two sun signs. I look for the sun-moon connections. Very important. A moon sign in a man is even more important than his sun when it comes to relationships, because it's how he related to his mother and how he's going to treat you. So I look for good sun. I'll give you an example. Like my sun is in Pisces. My husband's moon is in Pisces. So we have a very good sun-moon connection. And in marriages that have survived and have lasted over the years, they usually have a very good moon connection and a sun-moon connection. And if not that, then I look to see where Venus and Mars, that's the sexuality. And if their Venus and Mars are compatible, then you know there's good chemistry between them. I also look for Jupiter connections, that they're lucky for each other. And I also look for Saturn, very important, Saturn connections. Are they responsible? Are they going to commit to each other? Because if they've good Saturn connections, it means they're going to be committed to making the marriage work. And it really does work. It shows they're both committed. And then we, of course, look to see things like money, who's good with money, who's bad, who's the boss. I'm fascinated, because it's just so fascinating to see. And even if you never meet the people, you can look at a couple's charts and you know immediately what the dynamics are between them.
And I think people can tell by listening to you.
Yeah.
You know, you're a counselor, you're passionate, and you know the love of what you do. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Patricia?
Absolutely. They can, probably the best thing is to email me at P as in Patricia, H as in Happy, O as in Oscar, N as in Norbert, E, Elephant, I, Ireland, L, Love, P-H O'Neill at Shaw.ca.
Well, I think you're just so fantastic, and you know, you do have a flair for fashion and for makeup. We're going to have you back on again
to
talk about some of that,
because
you
do
blog and you have a great post about all that.
And then should I give the Boomer Babe blog
address?
Yes, please
do.
Just in case. So, guys, anybody listening, www.boomerbabe.ca. .com,
and you can get a hold of me.
Boomer Babe Life. I knew it was Mercury retrograde. So it's boomerbabelife.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Have a good day.
God bless you.
Bye.
And I want to thank JC Boyce and the Rebels football team. They had their last game today. They've been fantastic. Thank you for everything. Also, everybody's been asking me about Hudson's book. It's out. It's at Bolan Books, our friend of the station. His launch is October 13th, 7 o'clock, Bolan Books. Make sure you pick up a copy, Unsinkable Anchor, all about his family, his friends. It's going to be a good read. Thank you, Josh, as always. Until we meet again, enjoy your weekend.
Debbie, what is going on with your phone?
Oh, just another useless notification from my husband's install-it-yourself alarm system. It's been nothing but problems.
Really?
It's just bells and whistles. I don't actually feel any safer at home. It's like we're always on call.
You know, you should call Alarm Force. They sent someone to install my alarm system, and it's professionally monitored.
Leave it to the professionals when it comes to protecting your home.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
CTV Tuesday. The Flash is back for a new season.
Why did you want to kill me?
He promised he'd take me home.
With a new nemesis.
Who promised you that?
Zoom.
A new season of The Flash. Tuesday at 8 on CTV.
An election like no other goes online like never before. More coverage, more features, more ways to interact and share your views. I'm Lisa LaFlamme. Follow continuing